good day, everyone. Welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and encouraged by what you hear. We want to inspire you through Christ to fly in the power of God's Word to the challenging times in your lives. Be sure to visit the blog page for prophetic words, updates, and godly inspiration at www.wingsofprophecy.com. Now here is your host, Glenda Linkus.
Hello, believers. Welcome to the Wings Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Linkus, and today we are going to be talking about Ahab and Jezebel. Now, this is a show that I was not planning to do, that the Lord woke me up at 3 a.m. one morning recently and just gave me this whole show. He basically downloaded the whole thing to me. I know for sure somebody needs it because I've just spent almost an hour fighting every piece of recording equipment that I have trying to make it happen and binding everything and warring against it. And Satan is putting up quite a fight. He doesn't want you to hear this message. So let me tell you that up front. We're going to talk about who Jezebel was. And we're going to talk about the effects that the spirit of Jezebel has on people and why. I hope this show will bless you. Dealing with demonic spirits is never pleasant. But of all of them, there is only one that I know of that leaves her victim scarred in ways that I have yet to witness by any of the others. Her name is Jezebel. If you have ever encountered a low-down, scheming, manipulative, evil person who tries to control everyone and everything around them, you have probably encountered the spirit of Jezebel. And as I often say, if Satan had a wife, I believe it would be her. The Jezebel spirit can attach itself to males or females, and I have encountered this vile spirit in both. It is equally vile, no matter who it is working through. In this teaching, I will refer to it as a she, since it is more common to see it attached to women than to men. Today, I want to talk about how this evil spirit traumatizes the victims. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give you what I call as the Jezebel test. It is a test that is guaranteed to reveal if you are dealing with a Jezebel spirit in someone. I've never seen this test fail. Knowledge and understanding rooted in God's word are always, always your best defense against any evil spirit that comes against you. The spirit of Jezebel will traumatize you and then convince you that the whole event was your fault, thereby causing confusion to add to the trauma you already suffer. Some Christians today are finding that they are married to a person with a Jezebel spirit attached. This is a very, very difficult situation. Let's talk first about Ahab. King Ahab, who was he and how did he come to marry Jezebel? Ahab, according to the Bible, was the son of King Omri. He was one of Israel's most powerful rulers. He was king of the northern 10 tribes of Israel from 874 to 853 BC. Many consider him the worst ruler that ancient Israel ever had. His wife Jezebel was so evil that she had come to symbolize revengeful, malicious, immoral, and cruel women throughout history. When Ahab married Jezebel, he became the first Israelite king in the Bible who allied himself to heathenism through marriage. Jezebel was a Phoenician princess, a pagan, of a man from Tyre named Ethbaal, who was a priest of the god Astarte. Persuaded by his wife, Ahab built an altar in Samaria, which was the capital city of the northern 10 tribes, dedicated to the false god Baal. Needless to say, God was not happy with him. What Ahab wanted, he got, especially if Jezebel got involved. This king of Israel was so evil that Elijah the prophet prophesied the extermination of him and his entire family. 1 Kings chapter 16 says this, "And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria." Baal, in the King James Study Bible, it says that Baal was the most popular of the Canaanite gods. So I guess they wanted to be in style. Baal idols were often made in the shape of a bull representing strength and fertility and lust and power and sexual pleasure. So this is what they worshipped. Okay, my favorite story about how evil Jezebel was is 1 Kings chapter 21 about Naboth's vineyard. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near to my house, and I will give you for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to you, I will give you the worth of it in money." And Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you." And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers." And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. In other words, Ahab went home and pouted. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said to him, "Why is your spirit so sad that you eat no bread?" And he said to her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else if it pleases you, I will give you another vineyard for it.' And he answered, 'I will not give you my vineyard.' And Jezebel his wife said to him, 'Do you now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread and let your heart be merry. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite.' So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and to the nobles that were in his city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, 'Proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, "You did blaspheme God and the king," and then carry him out and stone him that he may die." This is exactly what happened, y'all. She caused righteous Naboth to be killed. Okay. Because royal power in Israel was limited by covenant law, which is talked about in Deuteronomy chapter 17, Ahab was unable to simply confiscate the privately held land. Naboth's refusal to give up his property was in the spirit of each family jealously preserving its allotted portion as its permanent inheritance in the promised land. Phoenicians, Jezebel's sarcastic question to Ahab was based on first-hand knowledge of the despotic practices of Phoenician and Canaanite kings who did not hesitate to exploit their power to satisfy their personal interest. Even a God-fearing person can end up living in the same household as a Jezebel. 1 Kings 18, starting in verse 3, "And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, 'Go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts.'" Obadiah ended up being under Ahab's rule, but Obadiah was a God-fearing man. Anyone can come in contact with Jezebel and get sucked into that. Even great men and women of God can be intimidated by the Jezebel spirit. So if you have encountered that spirit and been intimidated, don't be too hard on yourself. 1 Kings 18, the 450 prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. "And he answered, 'I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam.'" This was the prophet of Elijah. "Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel into Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." Jezebel is confrontational. This demon is the worst kind of bully. Once she has it in for you, it takes a lot to stay out of confrontation with her because she will force it. 1 Kings 19, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, 'So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.'" Jezebel does not play by the rules. She plays dirty. All her game is under the table and without honor. 1 Kings chapter 21, starting in verse 6. "And he said unto her, 'Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, "Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it." And he answered, "I will not give thee my vineyard." And Jezebel his wife said unto him, here she goes, playing dirty, dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Where she's from, it was perfectly okay to just take whatever you wanted. Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, so she used his authority, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. In other words, act like you're going to honor him. Go in with flattery. And set two men, sons of Belial. She enlisted people that were down and dirty that would just do anything for money. To bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. Jezebel has no reverence, no fear of God whatsoever, and you will often see that when the Spirit is at work. 1 Kings chapter 21. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. Why did Naboth say he was forbidden to sell it? Leviticus chapter 25, starting in verse 23. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me. Jezebel uses her powers of charm and seduction to stack the deck in her favor. She does not care how she gets her way, only that she does. Charm, seduction, and flattery are common tools used by this common spirit who thinks she is a queen. 2 Kings 9:22, and it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many? The spirit of Jezebel will always cuddle up to power to get her way. No scheme is too dirty. She will always offer to help those in power because she loves to get close to powerful people and very wealthy people. And she will try to usurp their power, or will try to make people believe she has access to their influence to intimidate them. It is very common to see Jezebel in churches cuddling up to the pastor so they can run things their way. 1 Kings 21. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name. Remember, he was the king of the northern kingdom of Israel at this time, and sealed them with his seal, which was the mark that he had written them, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. She used a combination of Ahab's power and the influence of the elders and the nobles of the city to do her evil plan. Jezebel always uses others to do her dirty work, to do you in, and she goes straight for the kill. She doesn't want to just intimidate you. She didn't want to just intimidate Naboth into selling the vineyard. She wanted him completely out of the picture, dead. He was a godly man, and Jezebel hated the people of Yahweh. And she wrote in the letters, saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. In other words, flatter him so he won't suspect what you're really up to. And set two men. Ooh, I'm speaking to somebody. The Lord just said that that is a word for somebody. There is somebody listening to me right now, a gentleman, and there is a woman who has been flattering you, and you don't realize what her real intentions are. Her real intentions are evil. She pretends that she wants to do good. She pretends that she wants to be a help to you, sir. God is warning you right now. She has a Jezebel spirit on her, and if you let those flatteries continue, if you let her into your life, you will reap destruction like nothing you have ever seen. The Lord says you are not a man who gets flattered very often, and so the flattery is very intoxicating to you, and you like it, and it's natural. That's a natural human response. But the Lord said she is sent straight from Satan to do you in. She will destroy your business if you do not put a stop to it immediately. She will destroy your business. And she wrote in the letters, saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. and set two men, sons of Belial, this means basically sons of the devil, before him to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. And the men of his city, even the elders and the nobles, who were the inhabitants in his city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. Okay. Now, Jezebel will often align herself with immoral people, sons of Belial, willing to do her bidding. Okay. She is an idolatress. She is filled with evil and the demonic. She always wants to be the center of attention. She always wants to be admired. I'm telling you ways to recognize her. She always has a group or entourage of people ready to obey her. So you're not fighting just one person when you're fighting her. You can only fight her spiritually. And she loves to fight and to win. She's extremely prideful and she loves to instill fear. There's never any peace when Jezebel is pursuing you. There is no rest. So you're always exhausted. She is a witchcraft spirit. So those carrying it always end up with mental issues because witchcraft is using mind power to override with evil. And it opens the door to the mind to the enemy's access. Jezebel's biggest fear is to not get her way and to be ridiculed. She always wants to look good and to make people sorry that they crossed her. To cross Jezebel is to declare war, in her book. She always makes sure you are outnumbered. That's why there were two lying men sent against honest Naboth. She thinks that her minions won't turn on her, but God can cause them to. The men that ousted her out through that window openly showed their loyalty to her enemy and killed her. Only God decides how and when defeat comes to Jezebel, but when he does, it will be swift and without recourse. The Jezebel spirit test. If you think that you are dealing with someone who has the Jezebel spirit, if you want to test it, the next time they want you to do something, just say no. Right to their face, just say no. But be prepared for the violence that will be unleashed when you do. Because if you are dealing with Jezebel, she will flip completely out on you when you refuse to do her bidding. Know this, you are a child of God, and God himself will only allow Jezebel to go so far. If you act honorably and you respond as Jesus taught you to respond to situations, God will help you in this battle. The end of Jezebel is always going to be complete destruction. 1 Kings chapter 21, starting in verse 17, And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to possess it. Okay, so this is right after Naboth was wrongfully killed. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, In the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city the dog shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols according to all things, as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. 2 Kings 9. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired her head and looked out at a window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, Had Zimri peace, who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, Who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, Throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trode her underfoot. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink, and said, Go, see now this cursed woman, and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Matthew Henry's concise commentary had this to say. And by the way, in the 90s, archaeologists excavated what is believed to be part of the Wall of Jezreel. Matthew Henry's concise commentary. Instead of hiding herself as one afraid of divine vengeance, Jezebel mocked at fear. See how a heart hardened against God will brave it out to the last. There is not a surer presage of ruin than an unhumbled heart under humbling providences. Let those look at Jezebel's conduct and fate who use arts to seduce others to commit wickedness and to draw them aside from the ways of truth and righteousness. Jehu called for aid against Jezebel. When reformation work is on foot, it is time to ask, who sides with it? Her attendants delivered her up, thus she was put to death. See the end of pride and cruelty and say, The Lord is righteous. We have authority in the name of Jesus over this evil spirit, though honestly this one feels like a whole army working against you, like the battle we face that is too large for us. Either way, God condemns her witchcrafts and her whoredoms, and he has condemned this vile spirit already to destruction. Okay, I'm going to read you a few passages from a book called Spiritual Warfare by Richard Ng. It's no longer in print, but you can get copies on Amazon, used copies. He has a whole section in here on Ahab and Jezebel that I find particularly good. Okay, God put enmity between the serpent and the woman. Satan has a special hatred for women and will attack them first and most severely. Women are Satan's designated enemies. It was Adam's failure to love and protect Eve that led to this curse, to protect the women against Satan. Men are called to love and provide spiritual protection or coverage for them. Failure to do so will leave our women exposed to the devil, and men will be judged. Okay, now he's talking about Jezebel. This spirit considers herself a queen. He's talking about the virgin daughter of Babylon in the chapter about Jezebel. This spirit considers herself a queen, the ruler of all the earth. She sits on a throne and calls herself the virgin. She is a whore, but disguises herself as pure, chaste, and desirable. She is an impostor. There is no throne for her. She wants to be tender and delicate, but she is an old hag. And he quotes Isaiah 47:8, I am and there is none else beside me. He said she claims to be an equal to God. She loves to be worshipped. She has no mercy on the old. He claims Isaiah 47:6. He said she kills them with disease and death. He said, I've looked at women on their deathbeds and Jezebel has stared back at me through their eyes. She can kill you too. Jezebel loves sorcery, witchcraft, and astrology. If you find occultic activity, she is there. Jezebels have a need to control and dominate. They need to control every situation. That's the main trait you can recognize them by. Okay, when he's talking about casting out Jezebel, he said the women, that's usually found in women, must become humble and submissive in order to create an atmosphere in direct opposition to Jezebel's pride and lack of submission. The spirit hates it and is weakened by it. Renounce all forms of witchcraft, strange religions, fortune-telling, and occultic activities. Bind up the ruling spirits of rejection and rebellion in the heavenlies. Cut all of the soul ties with husbands, other males, and even female figures who have had negative effects on their lives. When praying against this spirit, dry up her waters and knock her gates and walls down, all while claiming the blood of Jesus. Okay, Jezebel's strategy will be to throw up lesser spirits to block the way. You may need to cast out an array of lesser spirits such as anger, resentment, suicide, and unforgiveness. She will run to the inner chambers of that person, usually in the marrow of the spine or into the female organs. The Holy Spirit will tell you where she's hiding. Cut her off from all other spirits in the room or the heavenlies. If the Jezebel spirit is in other people in the room, the spirit can draw strength from other people. Okay, if you're dealing with trying to deliver someone of a Jezebel spirit, I would recommend getting this book because there's more in it than I have time to read. Again, it's called Spiritual Warfare, and it's by Richard Ng, I-N-G, and you can find it on Amazon. If I can find a link to it, I'll post it somewhere on the Wing site, maybe. That's all that we have time for today. I pray that this show has been a blessing to you and that it will help you if you encounter this vile spirit. I pray that the Lord would strengthen you and help you to defeat it. If it's on you, I pray that He will give you the courage to resist it and become free of it. Lord, I pray that you would bless every listener. I pray that you would give great strength to every minister of deliverance and every person that wants to minister deliverance, Lord God, especially against this vile spirit of Jezebel. I pray that you would go with them and you would give them great clarity, Lord God, in clear instruction for deliverance. Bless each one and meet their needs, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. May God richly bless you. Have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio. We hope that you've been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any other church or nonprofit organization.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.